At the moment, we are milking 96 cows. By the end of the year, our herd will be up to about 105, 110.
It's milking time at Karkula, a small 70-hectare family farm in South Australia's Barossa Valley. The well-trained caramel-coloured Jersey cows line up patiently, waiting for the cups to be attached. The Koenig family has been producing milk here since the 1970s, branching out to produce their own branded product in 2004.
So we're quite a small operation, and we keep things basic. We just do full cream milk, skim milk and cream. We have control basically from the paddock to the end product, and we're also producing a product that has a story behind it, and we find that our consumers really engage in not just the product but the whole story.
And what a story it is. Hello, I'm Cassie Huff. The three sisters, Amy McDonald, Paula Menzel and Lisa Werner, she's the one who's speaking now, are running this family business, each of them carving out a niche that suits their individual personalities.
There's a lot of girl power here on this property. Tell me a bit about how you and your sisters have come to be running the place here.
I think we all sort of chose the path ourselves. Amy was the first one. She finished high school. She did an on-farm training course. Paula's also done on-farm training. She did hers with a dairy focus. I was the daughter that didn't want to be anywhere near the farm. I didn't want to milk cows. I only enjoy 1 5 o'clock and it's in the PM, not the AM. But I found my niche in selling our product and keeping the office running and communicating with our customers, taking orders, all that kind of thing. So we've all found our own little niche on the property. And it's not always easy, but we do take pride in the fact that we are, you know, running this farm without too much manpower. And Mum and Dad have always really encouraged that. So I don't think Dad ever expected to have three daughters working home on the farm, but he embraced it, and he was quietly proud of us all. And we have a strong mum who is a great role model for us.
The sisters have taken full control of the business following the untimely death of their dad, Jeff, last year in a tractor accident. They realised they needed to step up if they were going to keep the farm going.
So our father passed away early August in a on-farm accident, and it's a reminder to just take a bit of time, slow yourself down. You know, I think that day Dad was distracted and he was doing something that he had done many, many times before, and just it was a lapse in judgment. But we have, yeah, had to step up, you know, and we're fortunate that Dad had been starting to let go of things. It wasn't a big stretch, but we're certainly missing his input with cropping, and my brother-in-law has done a fantastic job of getting harvest off and starting seeding for us. We've already started ripping up for this year. So it's just one of those things, I suppose. It shocked us. It was a great shock. We thought we had many, many more years to impart Dad's wisdom, and it wasn't meant to be. And, you know, that's the process we're going through at the moment, is just trying to figure out where we're at and how we're going to move forward, you know, making sure that Mum's taken care of. We do have another brother who has Down syndrome, and so he works off-farm, but he also needs to be part of our whole farm plan.
Not only that, there's also 9 children between the three of you as well, so it's a busy place.
It is a busy place. We're very good at breeding. Yeah, so my sisters and I have 9 kids between us, and we've got a girl at each end and 7 boys in the middle. And I think that's another challenge that we find farming as women, is trying to be mums as well. We have good supportive husbands who help us out. It's a challenge that every working mum faces. I really appreciate the way we work as a family to, you know, raise our village of children.
And when Lisa Werner says it's a small operation, she's not kidding. The whole processing plant is housed in just a couple of small shipping containers.
All right, so we've stepped outside the dairy and we've got what look like two containers here and a fridge in between. This is where the pasteurisation takes place.
Yes, it is. So our entire factory is built in a 20-foot shipping container, which you can see behind us. So it's quite a small factory. We have the capacity to pasteurise 1,500 litres a day and about 80 litres of cream a day. So really small. So one shipping container is the actual production area and the factory. The other shipping container and the one further down the hill are our dry store, so where all our packaging is held, and then, the cold room in the middle. So it's a really small operation, but essentially from here we're pasteurising, packaging, and then from the cold room, the delivery driver is then loading it all up.